Let's bring in Sportsnet Canucks reporter Dan Murphy into the fold. Good morning, Murph.
Good morning, fellas. How goes?
Oh, you know, we are just pins and needles on Brock watch here.
I think everybody is. And I wish I had more news. It's just my understanding they were talking yesterday, but I don't believe a deal is imminent. That's not to mean that they haven't made any progress. You know, I don't think they'll be announcing a contract for Brock Besser today. And we're getting now into crunch time. I mean, I know that Besser, it's killing him not to be here skating. This is a kid that last year missed, 6 to 8 weeks of training because of the injury sustained at the end of the previous season. And I don't think he wants a similar fate to kind of come into the season having to try to hit the ground running. I'm not sure what will happen. I think everybody's heard that last year at some point that the Besser camp turned down like 6 times 6. So maybe a bridge is where you have to go. Maybe a 3-year contract with an AAV of 5.5 or something. And something similar to Werenski, where the last year is maybe you're making 7.5. So the qualifying offer comes in around that. So essentially it's a 4-year contract. But, they're gonna keep talking. The pressure is gonna ramp up here as guys report on Thursday, and then the first on ice session for reals Friday in Victoria. So certainly the pressure is ramping up with the first preseason game less than a week away.
You talked about bridge deal, Murph. I fully expect either a two or three year deal. They can't do a long-term deal because they boxed themselves out of that because they got salary cap issues. They can't do like the Keller deal in Arizona is what would have been perfect, 7 or 8 years at 7.5 or 8 million. They can't do that because they're up against the cap. So it is going to be a bridge deal. But here's my worry, Dan. If they do a bridge deal, he can walk in 2 years after that, go play inside in Minnesota as UFA.
They could, but you could do your best to also then sign him to that long-term deal because, you know, I don't think he has any intention of just getting to UFA and walking out of town, especially if the team at that point, you've got a good young core that's grown together for 3-4 years, and presumably that's around when the window should be seriously opening for this team. So, I mean, I think they would have liked to go on longer term. The team, they tried that last year. I don't think that they want to get up into the $8 million a year range at this point, as you said.
Only on an eight-year deal, though, not anything else.
Yeah, and they can't go to that right now because of the salary cap constraints. So, you know, I think a 2-year deal is fine. A 3-year deal is probably still decent for the team. So, if you're getting a bridge in that area, then that's what you're going to have to take to get this guy to camp, and you know, and have your best possible lineup on the ice for what is really, you know, a critical year for this team and this coaching staff.
As you head to Victoria, Dan Murphy joining us from Sportsnet. Murph, where will your eyes be focused on to see how much better this blue line could be with Tyler Myers, with Jordy Benn, and with Quinn Hughes?
Two things. I think, first off, to see what the top six looks like, and let's be positive here and say Besser's there. I'm really curious to see if it is Ferlin on the top line, and then JT Miller starts on the wing on the second line. That's one real big storyline I think I'm going to follow. And the other the blue line. Is it Edler and Myers? Is that your shutdown pair? Is that how they start? Tanev and Quinn Hughes, a full year of this kid in the fold. And then Stetcher with Ben, if that's how it goes. I think that there is legitimate, and at least for the first time in 5 years, there's some real solid depth. But there's still no guarantees that this team is a playoff team. In fact, you know, the odds are that likely it's not if you look at the bookmakers. So I think they're better. Obviously, on paper, they're better. But, you know, with those key signings, are they going to make, a 15-point jump instead of just an 8- or 9-point jump?
Dan Murphy with us here on Sportsnet 650. We were asking our listeners this morning on Twitter at Sportsnet 650, Yolevi, Goldobin, Gaudette. Which of those three take the biggest step forward this year?
Well, I'm going to probably say just you know, for argument's sake, that just if he stays healthy, I think it's probably Ulevi. You know, he's just been hamstrung by injuries. He's never really gotten to get into a groove, especially as a professional, aside from maybe that 1 year in Finland. So I will go with him. I think that, you know, two of the three start the season in Utica anyway. Goldobin's got the best chance, I believe, to start with the big club. But that's, again, no guarantee. So I'm just going to go just hoping that the kid has a full year of health. Ulevi will make the biggest strides.
Where's Goldie starting with this team? Do you think he's not top six? Do you think he's got a big enough game that he can be on the back end of the top six?
Well, I mean, I think with Perry, with the good teams in the league now, you want to have three scoring lines. I know that people aren't bullish on Brandon Sutter as a guy that can center a scoring line in the National Hockey League, that third line, and if that indeed is who you're going with there. But I think you finally do have some trickle-down talent if you're playing with a Goldobin and a Sven Berchi, let's say. Then you do have some legitimate offensive talent on a third line. So I think there's a better chance for Goldobin to play a top nine role this season than certainly there was last season. I think everybody believed the only time he could produce was when he was playing with Pettersson. So maybe he gets a crack to be a top nine guy this year, where last year that was never really going to be the case.
Murph, appreciate you dropping by. Thanks. Welcome back. It's back to school for all of us here at work, and camp gets underway in just a couple of days, so it's back to the grind for you. So thanks for finding time this morning.
All right, boys. Look forward to it.
You're the man.